Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is the session that you asked for, okay? When I gave you a choice of whether to talk about PowerPoint tips in preaching or talking about controversial issues in preaching, you all voted for controversy. Good on ya, good on ya. So I'm going to let you be the ones that tell us a lot about the controversy, though, okay? And that's one of the aspects of this particular session that I hope you'll enjoy. So I'm calling this a Preaching Controversial Subjects. And this was one of the chapters that's in Master and Contemporary Preaching, a book that came out some time ago Bill Hybels, Stuart Briscoe, Haddon Robinson, but I didn't have you actually do any reading from this, I don't believe. And one of the things that Stuart Briscoe says in it is the path toward relevance is strewn with controversial topics. Now think about that. The path toward relevance is strewn with controversial topics. In other words, if you're going to speak in a manner that is really applicable to people's lives, you're going to touch on the issues that will step on their toes. If you want to reach their brains, reaching their brains means stepping on their toes a lot of times. And I suspect that might elicit some response from you. And so rather than me actually going through and managing this session about controversy, which we all know is unavoidable, as much as we try to avoid controversy, I want you to tell me what you consider to be the controversial subjects and what you would do about those subjects and how you would actually manage it. You'll see in the upper right-hand corner, we have page 246, okay? 246 will be our guide. I'm gonna shift back on over to our list here and share with you, if you already don't have page 246. Do you guys have it in your notes? This is going to be our guide for this session. I think if I just drag it over here to everyone, you can get it. Is it that one? Or perhaps I have to drag it over to you on the Now I thought it was the waiting room where I can actually send you a file. Anyway, I think you've got it in your notebooks, all right? Some of you are saying yes. The other option is to go to Bible Study Downloads to the preaching page and see if you can download it there. I call it number 28, controversial subjects. Let's see if that'll do it. Doesn't seem like it loads up right now, so I'm not sure. But this is basically page 246 of the notes, and it's an opportunity for you to be in discussion groups to talk about this issue of controversial topics. On page 246, you'll see six questions. And I want you in your small group to talk about these six questions, but you got to watch your time and move the discussion along, all right? That means if you got six questions, then that means that you have just about 20 minutes to cover all of it. Actually 18, but maybe I'll give you an extra two. So in your small group, this is your assignment. It's at the top of page 246. Discuss the following questions in your small groups. Devote no more than 3 minutes per question, and in a few minutes you'll share some of your answers with the class. So what I want you to do is get into your breakout groups. And I'm going to take the 13 members of the class and divide you into four groups. So that'll put about three or four of you in each group. And so watch the time and move yourself along to the next question every 3 minutes. So I'm going to create the breakout groups right now that have four of you in group one and then three of you in groups two, three, and four. So let's come on back in about 20 minutes. That will be at 11:36 to 11:40. All right, let's just go 11:40. I'll give you a few more minutes, and then we'll spend the rest of the time sharing what you guys have discussed in these groups, okay? So here's your first question. What are the most controversial topics that a preacher could address in Singapore? So the next 3 minutes, talk about that one. Then at the minute four, move on to the next question, okay? Here are your groups. I'll see you in 20 minutes. So Jonas and David, can you guys get in? There you go. David's in. All right, Jonas, have you join? There you go. See you guys in 20 minutes. I will pause the recording here because you don't need to look at me for the next 20 minutes.
He's at a basketball court.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, Jonas is distracting us with basketball, and Eugene's distracting us. It looks like he's in an aquarium. David, good to see you now. Good to see your face. Actually, since everybody's looking so good right there, why don't we take a class picture? Can we do that? I'm gonna just do a 3, 2, 1 for a class picture. So get ready to smile. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. That's it. All right, I'll try to send it to you guys. It's nice to have a class picture at the end of a course, isn't it? And this is the way we do it right now with everybody with their close-ups. Okay, How did you like being in the breakout groups?
It was really cool.
Good. That's great. I tried to interrupt each of your groups two times, but it wasn't long.
Yeah.
You get the idea of what you're talking about. So that's why I want to have a few more minutes to do this, to talk together. And I'll share with you my... Well, actually, why don't you tell me first before I share the screen? What were the issues that each of the groups talked about the most, or were the biggies? Like for group one, what was the issue, controversial issue that absorbed most of your time?
Do we know which group number we were?
Who is group one?
We are in room three, right? So I guess we're group three.
Oh,
it didn't tell you what your group was?
It may have, but I didn't pay
attention. Okay, Petros,
okay,
group
here's
one.
Group That's one. Cool. Petros, Sangwan, Anna, and Philo. What were the big issues?
Big issues? You mean like the time spent on the questions?
What was the most controversial thing that you guys talked about?
Politics.
Politics.
Yeah. Or politicians. /legislation.
All right.
Because they're not all the same.
Okay, good. How about breakout room two? Rune, David, and Sharon. What was the big issue
I think LGBTQ.
Okay. The whole homosexual issue, et cetera, sexuality. All right. The third group, Eugene, Janelle, Jonas.
Okay, Eugene, you go.
Oh, we were talking about LGBTQ, about women in women preaching. Then we talked about, I think, gambling in casinos, money and investment. Everything can be grouped into two big groups, sex and money.
Sex and money, okay. And the other groups are talking about power, I guess, too, right? And our last group, Jung and our two Korean brothers. The computer randomly put our Korean brothers together. I used the random function. I didn't actually assign
same
it.
Homosexuality.
It was the Holy Spirit that did it, okay? Yeah, what was the big issue?
The political issue or in the type, and the main issue is LGBT.
Wow. So politics and LGBT. So three of the four groups we're dealing with the whole homosexual issue then. Good. Well, that would be a helpful one for us to talk about. All right, I'm going to share my screen because perhaps you are interested to see what other classes have talked about as I've talked about this in other years. Well, the biggest issue was LGBT. Q, plus, 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 whatever you call it. That was definitely the biggest one over the years. One of the groups mentioned gambling. How about pornography? Singleness. If you had more time, my guess is you would hit some of these other ones here. Government, a couple of the groups talked about that. Euthanasia, divorce. How about baby making? Especially for those of us here in Singapore. This has been a big thing the government has sought to, well, they seem to have backed off a lot more now on the issue, but baby making is a, you know, trying to encourage people, especially college degree holders, to do that. Oh, what is euthanasia? Euthanasia means when do you pull the plug on someone's life? When do you actually consider a life worth saving? And actually a similar idea to that nowadays would be assisted suicide. Do you help people take their life if they want to end their life? That's becoming a very big issue in Europe especially, and less so in the US following that. How about required army service? We would call that NS, National Service, here in Singapore. Some others related there would be abortion. How often do you hear a sermon on abortion? Or living wills. You can be considered dead even though you're alive because you're on life support, but there's no brain waves. And so to what extent do you do that? These are some really important issues we're talking about. Some people have said national service is a taboo topic, but yeah. How about upgrading? To what extent do you upgrade your flat, upgrade your car, upgrade your wife, etc., whatever. And R-rated movies. Do we even say X-rated movies should be not seen by believers? How about children's education? This is really a very personal, very hot topic in some circles because with the rise of the homeschooling movement and people, parents wanting to take their children's education more under their wing. I know one of the groups was relating to the issue of religious harmony or racial harmony, Muslim evangelism, whether mothers should work. These are definitely controversial issues. All right, these are some of the ones that have come up over the years. And then this was already mentioned about the role of women. All right. I'm going to stop sharing the screen and so I can see you all again. Your thoughts about any of that, just unmute yourself and then let me know. All right. Some of those are surprising to you, perhaps?
I think they're definitely very controversial, especially like abortion and euthanasia, because there's so many different debates on that, even among Christians. So it's going to be very tricky to preach about such topics, actually, because you have to like kind of take a stand, but people will interpret the same passage differently. So that's really hard.
So Janelle, at your church, have you heard sermons on abortion?
Honestly, no, but I have like church friends on Facebook who will talk about it and see other church friends add comments and replies, so you can see it there, but not like officially in church on abortion and stuff. Very sensitive.
Everybody go to the bottom of your screen to your reactions right there and click on reactions. If you have heard a sermon on abortion, give me the thumbs up. All right. So I'll be the first one. Don't give up.
Do your lectures count as sermons?
I'm sorry?
Do your lectures count as sermons? Like your classes?
No, I'm talking about in...
like church.
In church.
Okay.
So Jong and I are the only ones. So out of 14 of us, am I understanding this correctly, that only 2 of us have ever heard a sermon on abortion? Is that right? No one else is putting their thumb up. I know we can't remember every sermon we've ever heard, but has there been one that's, you know? Well, I could say I've never heard a sermon on abortion, but I've preached sermons on abortion, but I guess I heard it because I was preaching it. I just feel like this is an area that is a very, very, it's a difficult one, but the scripture actually has a lot to say about this topic. Now, have you heard sermons on any of these other topics that we've talked about? How about give me the thumbs up if you've heard a topic that has addressed the whole LGBT issue. Give me a thumbs up if you've heard a sermon on that. 4 or 5 of you. Okay. 6 of you. Okay. At least on that one, we have a bit more involvement there. All right. But not in the main service for you, Janelle. What was this? Where was it?
We have a ministry called Adult Christian Education. So okay. They will talk about such things. So they had an LGBT session for that, but it's on like a Saturday afternoon, okay. But not as a sermon, more like a event.
And I realized that we have different situations in our churches. Some of us have children in our services. Others of us don't have children in our services. And so we have to be, careful about that kind of thing. I'm normally preaching in a service where there's no children because the children leave before the sermon. And so I'm saying that in that context. All right. Good. How about any of those other issues? Have any of you seen or heard any sermons preached relating to government? Give me the thumbs up on that. All right, I'll give you a thumbs up. I'll tell you what I do on that one. Okay, good. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, that's a thumbs up, just mentioning the issue. Obviously, the issue is what do you actually say about government? I hear government mentioned quite a bit in sermons here in Singapore, but I never hear anything about government where the speaker is disagreeing with the government. Does that make sense? How about give me the thumbs up if you've heard a sermon in the main service on Muslim evangelism? Jong, she's the only one. And Petros. Petros, was that in Singapore or was that in the U.S.? In the U.S., okay. How about Jong? Back in Philippines? Or here in Singapore?
Back in the Philippines.
Back in Philippines. So none of us have heard a sermon on Muslim evangelism that is here in Singapore. I think we can preach on sharing Christ with everyone. And we can say in a broad sense that the Lord wants us to talk to everyone. And you can say people of other faiths need to hear this perspective. And that you know that there's no law against showing love to people of other religions, no matter what that religion might be here in Singapore.
Yeah, Dr. Rick, I just want to share that because in my secondary school, which is when I was 13 to 16, my school is actually 90% Malays. So I have a lot of Malays friends on my Facebook. So although I don't reach out to them, but it's interesting because whenever I share like Christian posts, actually they like it and then sometimes they share it. So I get really confused. Yeah. And then they will share like their Quran scriptures and stuff also. So we just like reach out to each other indirectly on Facebook.
you know that you're not breaking any law by doing that. The Religious Harmony Bill is a 16-page bill, and it came about, I think it was a white paper around 92 or so, and it came out, voted on Parliament around 94, 95. I was teaching a class on evangelism here at SBC at that time, and I had my students read it. We came to the conclusion that every one of us read it, and we came back to class, because it's so short. And I asked the question to my class, does this bill prohibit evangelism to any group, even Muslims? The class was completely unanimous that it doesn't prohibit it. What it does is it says that we need to share about our religion in a sensitive way without demeaning another religion, and that preserves harmony. Here's another question. Give me the thumbs up. How many of you have read the Religious Harmony Bill? Just give me a thumbs up if you've read the bill.
Dr. Rick, can I clarify? I thought there was like a Muslim law, like their own Muslim legal system, something like that, like Malaysia. I'm not too sure.
I am talking about Singapore. I'm not talking about Malaysia.
Yeah, like Singapore, I think even in the Muslims, there's like a legal law that we are not supposed to reach out to them. Is there such a thing? Shireen says no. Okay.
Karen, do you know what she may be talking about?
Sharia law. But because Singapore doesn't adopt the Sharia law. So the Sharia law only applies to Muslims. In the Singapore context. Whereas in Malaysia, the whole country adopts the Sharia law, the Muslim law. So I think it's illegal in Malaysia.
There's no law in Singapore for you to show the love of Christ to anyone of any religion, to bring them into your home, give them a meal. This really is a wonderful, I think there's a wonderful balance in that regard here to be able to do that. But most Christians that I've met have not read the Religious Harmony Bill. And so they think that there's an outright prohibition of sharing your faith with people of any other religions. But it's a freer system here than you have in Malaysia. But that raises other issues there as well as whether Christians should share their faith when it's against the law. But that's another ethical issue. That goes beyond the whole issue of how we're going to be preaching on these sort of things. But let me move to guidelines. What guidelines on question 3 did you come up with? I know we're not going to get through all of these, but how about guidelines? Did you Did you come up with any specific guidelines you think they're helpful that you could share with the rest of the class?
One of the things our group had was don't point people out as examples in your illustrations so that they won't be embarrassed or they'll just get too judged. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And don't get specific enough where people would understand who you're actually talking about as well. That's what you're talking about when you're doing controversial things. Good. Other guidelines in terms of how you would address controversial matters? Did any of you have the guideline, just don't talk about anything controversial? That's kind of the assumed guideline that many, many of us follow in our churches. To play it safe, you know? Other guidelines?
I mentioned, I forgot which book it was in, about preaching from a schedule, like having a set calendar for preaching so that you don't have a particular agenda. You're not trying to preach on a particular controversial subject. You're just telling what the Bible is talking about.
Very good. Very good. We talked about the benefits of sequential expository messages where you are you're just going through the book chapter by chapter and you're relating each of those chapters to the situation that you find yourself, the church finds herself. That's very disarming for the teacher, for the preacher. So I would definitely encourage that. All right. We're not going to have the last word about controversial preaching, but just realize that most of the preachers in the Bible that we have were controversial. Name one preacher in Scripture who was not controversial. You can pick any one of them. They were basically going against the tide. They were going against the majority, and that's what God really calls us to do. Because the majority are doing that which is easy and that which doesn't take courage. And I think for us to be real expositors of God's word, it's going to take boldness. It's going to take courage. But we need to do so sensitively, like these many biblical examples. Jeremiah, every one of the prophets, actually. Just name any of them. Peter, Paul, every one of them are really great examples for us in terms of preaching. The only one that was really a bad example was Jonah. But he was given a second chance by the Lord, and then he did it right the second chance when we get to Jonah chapter 3. All right, friends, thanks so much for your insights. Let's take a break now for 10 minutes, and then we'll come to our last session, okay? We'll see you in 10 minutes.